do just a really quick sort of a public service thing. I have posted some things on Facebook a number of times with some possible solutions to the endemic problem of a lack of transparency in our society relating to the police and related to the people they come into contact with. And, you know, it seems really obvious to me that I like to believe that there's nothing that ticks off a good cop more than a bad cop. Police have a vested interest in protecting a reputation. Without their reputation, they don't have anything other than a police state. They have to force everything, and that's why they call it law enforcement. And I think that's a mistake. They should call it, you know, peacekeepers, which is what they're supposed to truly be. Blessed are the peacekeepers, not blessed are the people that force the law. You know, our conscience helps enforce the law, and the conscience of our society at large helps enforce the law, but it's organic. So it's not truly like forced force. It's a peer pressure sort of a thing, I suppose. But whatever, I'm not trying to quibble about that. I think there's a good way to solve some of our problems with transparency and accountability, and it's the cameras on the officers' uniforms. I think there should be cameras on everyone's uniform. When they're on duty, the camera needs to be on until they go off duty. And one of the things that they can do to really help society know that things are safe is to have a server with a website that we can access and see what the officers are doing at any given time and any given location. You know, if you want to see what's going on in Minneapolis, Brooklyn Center, St. Paul, wherever it is, you just go to the map, you click on that, and it'll show all the live cameras, and you can click on any of those feeds at any time and see what's going on. A couple of things come out of this. One, it protects the police from people lying on them. And two, it protects the people from police lying on them. You know, this transparency and covering things up, it's going to go way down. So, you know, the lawsuits that are unjust will stop. The abuse by police will stop. If they can't turn the cameras off themselves, then that's going to solve a lot of problems. And of course, you have to go to warrant sometimes on people, and the cameras need to be off, but the cops don't get to decide that on their own. This is where we have a board of overseers that govern that website. And if we have members of the community from all walks of life, male, female, black, white, Asian, religious, non-religious, etc., you know, everyone's represented. And we can have like someone from the BCA, the DEA, ATF, local police chiefs or something, you know, where when someone says, look, we need our cameras off to go into a warrant situation. So, I mean, if we don't want people to know they're coming to get them, right? You know, otherwise they would just shut down and you'd never arrest anybody. So, and then they have to sign off on that. And then the cameras go back on once they have the place surrounded. And I bet you it would reduce the number of times that go to the wrong address too, because they're going to have to be a lot more careful because everything's on camera. And even if there is some police force, like, you know, certain sheriffs that don't want cameras, well, the other police have cameras. And so maybe we can have some kind of protections there. I don't know. That's one part I don't know how to deal with. We just have to pressure them that we'll have this. But you know what? When I was in earlier recovery and I was speaking a lot for MAD, and I met some really good cops, you know, and the Minneapolis Police Department used to have a radio show, and they invited me to be on their radio show. And it was a good day for me, you know, because they were trying to show other cops that some of us do change. Some of us, you know, have gone down a path where the cops started to lose hope. It's just like, man, everyone's screwed up. They never change and stuff like that, you know? So it gave me a chance to step up and say, you know, some people do change. And there's some things that cops did that were bad that helped perpetuate my staying in trouble. It wasn't responsible for it, but it helped perpetuate it. But then there's good people I met in the system too that actually helped not perpetuate the problem. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. But, you know, I remember when I was on the radio station and you know, I got a cop and a couple other things, you know, whoop-dee-doop-dee, right? But this is like a proud day for me. And, you know, where an ex-con gets to make a difference. And, you know, the cops actually cared about me. And I've met some good cops, you know. And to me, a good cop is someone that doesn't let bad cops get away with stuff, you know. But likewise in society, you know, it's two sides. We have to do our part too. We can't let people get away with doing things to cops that aren't right either. So, you know, if we had this structure and this accountability, I think things would go better. And just throwing that out there, there's my public service commercial. Peace out.